Hello, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning their problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak to Daniel?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line, sir. So just to start with, I would like to ask you, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus years?
3 to 5.
3 to 10, right? Okay. That's a criteria. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Durazzo, mechanic or finisher, PCC restoration, marble masonry?
Well, I don't work in the masonry. I don't.
Okay. Stone mason, bricklayer, plaster, tile or marble
tile.
Finisher?
Yeah, tile.
Tile setter or tile or marble finisher?
Tile setter.
Tile setter, right. Thank you. On the last job you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper?
Journey.
Improver. Journey. Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
At this moment, I'm not.
Not as of now, you said, right?
Yeah, due to an injury.
No, I do understand due to an injury. Your opinion is very important. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find a work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft? If any, 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 20 plus weeks.
Well, the most that I went was like 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months, right? So that would be probably between 5 to 12 weeks, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Well, I haven't worked non-contracting companies since, you know, I've been in the union, so I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
Well, not really, because, I mean, that's my trade. That's what I grew up learning how to do.
Exactly.
So the union's really, like, a place where I belong, where I feel like I belong at, you know, because it's nothing from, like, you know, I considered it, like, not easy, but, like, the way of improving my skills of what I grew up doing, you know? Like, it's, like, a never-ending, learning experience, you know?
Indeed. And we appreciate your opinion, and your time is very important as well. Thank you so much. Your responses will be recorded as well. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Well, from other coworkers that I've heard from, it's like this year, I guess, it was pretty slow due to, like, the whole crisis of, you know, what's going on in the world and stuff. It varies, you know, every year and stuff.
Would you say same number as this time last year, fewer constructions maybe, or even more construction projects?
From what I heard from my coworkers, I didn't work this year. So, from my coworkers, they say that it got really slow, you know.
It's really slow, probably even fewer, right? It's slower
I'm
than
sorry?
Even slower than last year, so probably fewer construction projects, according to what you've heard of, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And now,
and so
do you...
Like, mm-hmm. So it's like during, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving, that's when things starts to slow down.
Exactly. Thank you for your opinion. Definitely, that's the main reason we're doing this survey, because your opinion is important. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year? If you don't feel that you are familiarized with that, that's also an option, sir. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, let's go with that. Answer,
all right. No worries. Exactly. Because you said that due to the injury, you haven't worked the last year, right? So no worries.
Right.
So, yeah, and yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you have, in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
I'm sorry, can you rephrase that?
Sure. Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
A steward.
Steward.
What would you feel like, guidance, you say?
Yeah, basically, sir. Like a supervision in this case.
Oh, yeah, there's great guidance in the union. I mean, they come along and at the job sites that I've been at.
Has been a steward, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Okay, and have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Think about the last job in which you worked. Do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I do not know.
All right. Definitely. That's totally understandable as well. It's an option. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than
now? The thing is, I haven't been working the last 12 months. So like I say, I have, due to my injury, so I don't, I wouldn't be able to ask this question.
No opinion on that one, correct? Exactly. Thank you so much.
You said the last year or 2 years, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Between the last 12 months. If you have no opinion on that one, that is also the term. As I mentioned, we are 30% complete with the survey, almost done. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, will it get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Family economics?
Yes. Looking into the future, into the next 2 to 3 years.
No, it'll definitely get better because once I get healed from my injury, things will, I'll definitely, have a place to work at and,
definitely,
be able to, produce work and also inspire others of my craftsmanship and bring other people to my trade,
definitely.
I'll definitely be recognized like I was being recognized when I was injured. So definitely. If you want positive things, you got to think positive,
Of course, sir. Thank you for your opinion. It's again very important, and your answers are also being recorded. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
You say the most? Is there a number of answers I could give or just one?
It's only one, actually, of them. This is a one option only.
I'll say it's between trip hazards and, what's it called?
Falling objects or fall risks?
Falling risks. Because, there's such a lot of movement, there's a lot of speed to it, you got to be more cautious and, mentally prepared on all this kind of thing because, as there's always the production we want to prove and make ourselves known out there to the world,
Definitely,
so,
I totally
I'll
understand.
Definitely agree on that stuff because that's one main thing that we should all be aware of, because gravity is the real thing.
Yes, sir. Of course, I appreciate that. Your opinion, again, is extremely important for us. And a yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I used to attend the online meetings because it would be more convenient with me for me.
Okay.
Online,
correct.
I've been missing them since, you know, it's just a lot of stuff going on right now.
Of course.
Yeah.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No, I have not, but I would love to once I get back.
Okay.
You know?
Yes. How about union organizing?
Yeah, I mean, I believe I'm a great speaker, and, you know, I like to leadership and, you know, show everybody improvement in their skills and believing in themselves when they're out to put in test or, you know, show production or quality. And, you know, because most people really don't believe, you know, they think they can't do it, but, you know, they just need a little push, you know. That's all they need.
Yes, definitely, sir. So in the last past months, have you, though, even though you like it, have you participated, though, in the union organizing or no due to the injury? Yes or no?
No, I have not.
Okay, I understand. And, of course, picketing. Yes or no?
Picketing? No.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. We are 39% complete with the survey, almost done. Just a few more minutes of your time will be required. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regular to occasionally, you know.
Okay, regularly to...
Yeah, it was regularly, you know.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the items. Friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspapers, radio, the internet or social media. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. Which one will be number 1?
I'll rate, my friends, you know, coworkers,
yeah.
And then that'll be number 1, because, you know,
okay.
It's always good to have communication with your other coworkers and see what's going on. Second will be, newspaper,
mm-hmm.
You know, third will be, cable, like, you know, if you,
mm-hmm.
if, you know, if we were to have, like, a TV, I mean, a channel of our,
mm-hmm.
you know, our local out there, you know,
it would
be
the
great.
Fourth one, exactly, the local TV news pro, exactly. And the last
yeah.
two spots, would you say the radio or the internet social media?
Oh, yeah, it would be the radio and then the internet. Well, actually,
oh.
you know, internet would be third, yeah.
Internet would be the
yeah.
third one, right? Then, okay,
yeah.
cable news, the fourth, local TV news programming, the fifth one, and sixth, radio, right?
Yes.
We are 52% complete. Thank you for your time. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, foreign policy, education, immigration, jobs in the economy, support for labor unions, the environment, or something else?
What's the most important thing of that? I think it'll be, I think the support in our union, because if we don't have any support in our union, we won't be able to,
correct.
Be able to pay the doctor bills, you know?
Yes,
even
I understand.
Get healthcare stuff, you know? Something,
exactly.
There's always got to be money involved. So,
support
yeah,
for labor unions.
Support. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Davis-Bacon Act? No, I have not lately.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. Thank you so much. Just one moment, please. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federally elected officials support it?
It's very important, I guess, right? I mean, it's you know, it, yeah, it sounds, yeah.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Democratic or the Republicans? I wouldn't be able to answer that.
No worries, then. That's also an option. That's fine, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I would have to do my research on that as well. You know,
okay.
I can't go on both sides without doing research.
Exactly. That's totally understandable. But your opinion is still very important. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as a president overall?
I kind of don't have, you know, much. I mean,
no,
I'm not worried about
that?
How he's doing his job, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm worried about, it's like, it's too much to it, you know. You gotta like really realize what he's wanting to do, because, you know, he there's probably something stopping him from doing something great or so, you know. Or
right.
People just don't understand. But
generally speaking, would you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Well, middle wise, you know.
Oh, when you have no opinion, there's no consensus.
I'm sorry?
Or do you have no opinion under those circumstances?
Yeah, no opinion. Let's just go with no opinion right now.
Yes. And how about his the job Joe Biden has done on the immigration?
No opinion.
Okay. How about his job on the economy?
Yeah, no opinion.
His job in healthcare?
No opinion as well.
Okay. His job in foreign affairs?
No opinion.
And his job of support for labor unions?
No opinion either.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Yeah, no opinion on that either. I mean, you know.
Okay, that's fine. Are you registered to vote?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I mean, can you recall that? I'm sorry, I'm being a little...
Yes.
Rough is just, you got me bad timing, you know.
No worries, we're almost done at 77% complete. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities?
Oh, yeah, because they're keeping
yes.
me up ahead, you know.
Definitely. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or per?
Local, it'll be fair.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or per?
Fair.
Thank you. And how could the union best improve its representation and service, on your own words?
Just try to contract more jobs, you know, try to contract more big contracts.
Okay. Get people busy, correct? Okay, thank you. I do understand that. And now the next one is also an open question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Keep the jobs coming, you know. Get the jobs coming, get ourselves recognized, not only as labor, but also as craftsmanship, you know, showing us, because timing is just not a labor job. It's something like, well, the way I see it, it's something artistic, you know, it's something like, that's always going to stand there forever, well, for other people to see, you know?
Correct.
Other people is going to, like, wonder how all that was made, and they'll be surprised that this is just, you know, so you're unlike us, you know?
Yes, sir. Totally understandable. We're at 85% complete. And what is your preferred way to receive information from Union? Job site, email, union meetings, text, SMS, or mail?
Union meetings.
Thank you so much. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
The first one.
Four or more times a year, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
We are at 90% complete. Now I'd just like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, but that's fine. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
I don't have an answer to that, yeah.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian-American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
Is there no response to that?
No response to that as well. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Sure, it's Daniel.
Thank you very much. This concludes our service and our survey, and thank you for your participation.
Okay, you got me off guard. So where is this for again?
Again, sir, the reason for this call was just to ask you a few questions on this survey concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and I'm calling from the opinion research on behalf of a client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. So your opinion has been recorded, sir. Yes, and thank you so much for your time.
All right. And what's your name again?
And my name is Joshua.
Joshua. Okay, Joshua.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Correct, sir. All right, sir. Thank you for your time. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.